Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called Signs of the Times. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
And on my way home from that trip, I heard the captain announce, "We have just crossed the international dateline." And when he did, I heard the Lord. He gave a word to me. I can still hear how the voice was. It was, you know, you have impressions, but then sometimes you have the voice of the Holy Ghost, which is very, it's louder, it's more authoritative. And it was this: God invented time precisely, mathematically, scientifically. God measured out a piece of eternity and called it time for his dealings with man. Each passing second counts off time until the end of time and its usefulness to God. So time, the time that he measured out, he will settle everything that happened with man and the curse on the earth. And everything, there will be restoration. He will restore it. And there will come a time that is the end of time. But he's using it right now. And there are signposts on the timeline. Where are we on that timeline? We can see and we can know. And we should. We shouldn't just go along like it's just every day. Que sera, sera. God has a calendar that he goes by. It is not the Gregorian calendar. We proved that January 1st, 2000. Remember all the terrible things that were supposed to happen? I knew nothing was going to happen. Zero, zilch. New Year's Day to God is not January 1st. It's not. But you know, men are always having wonderful, exciting things that the Lord speaks to them at the beginning of every year. You know why? That's when they seek him. That's when they stay up all night. You could pick up October 3rd. And if all the people would stay up all night and shut themselves away, they would hear from God. He certainly wouldn't go by a calendar that's off. And the Gregorian calendar is off, the one we go by. It was commissioned by Pope Gregory in the year 1592. I mean, a lot of history's gone by before a Gregorian calendar. It replaced the Julian calendar to try to make Easter line up a little better. And it attempted to name time, count time, from the birth of Jesus. But they missed it. Because the Pope, the little guy who wrote it, he has Jesus being born after King Herod died. Later on, they found out when King Herod died. King Herod died somewhere between 3 and 6 B.C., so he couldn't have died before Jesus was born because he ordered all the boy babies to be killed. So God certainly doesn't go by a calendar that's off. He goes by a calendar that is his calendar. People call it the Jewish calendar. It's not a Jewish calendar. It's a God calendar. It's not a Hebrew calendar. It's a God calendar. And on that calendar, God gave us And he circled some dates. Those dates are called, the Hebrew word for it is moed. And it means appointed time, a fixed time, a fixed date. A moed. On his calendar, he has moeds, and the moeds mean something. We're going to find the first mention of this in Genesis 1, if you'll turn there. And you're going to get this because my grandkids and I met and prayed that you would get it. This is a very smart bunch because they are partners with Billy Brim Ministries. That was not nice to say, but bless the Lord. We do know that you are a very bright group. For one thing, you do know that God created the heavens and the earth, right? That's a given. All right, now let's go to verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. So he put some lights in the sky, a greater light for the day that we call the sun, and the lesser light for the night that we call the moon. And he tied these orbs to time, days, time, years, have to do with the sun and the moon. And so I want to look at two words here, verse 14. He says, let these lights be for signs. So the sun and the moon are going to regulate time, and they are also going to be for signs. Think about, and the stars even, for days and for years. Verse 16, he made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. Think about the star that led them to the babe in Bethlehem. And so these sun and the moon, which regulate time, are also used for signs. This word signs is easy to tell. Signs. But the next word is seasons. That doesn't mean April. I mean, that doesn't mean spring, summer, winter, fall. The word is moeds. He made the signs for moeds. He's got circle dates on his calendar, and he calls those circle dates moeds, appointed times. And he made the heavenly orbs. Well, look with me at Psalm 104:19. Psalm 104:19. I didn't see this. I've read this Psalm 104. It's one of my favorite ones. But it was just the other day that I was reading it. Or is it Psalm 103? Psalm 104:19, right. I was reading it and I said, hey, Psalm 104:19, he appointed the moon for moeds. That word seasons is moeds. He appointed the moon for moeds. If you happen to have gotten this from John Hagee, he would have pointed out eclipses on certain moeds on God's calendar. And we're going to look at it in a minute as signs of his coming. I'd been looking at these moons, these signs, for years, since I first read about them on J.R. Church's webpage. And a pastor in, I think, Washington or Oregon, someplace there, he got thinking, when it says, you know, the moon's going to do this and that before the great day of the Lord, the sun's going to do that, this and that before the great day of the Lord, he got thinking, wonder if it could be eclipses. And so he went online, NASA, I don't know how they do it, but they know when all the eclipses are coming. And he looked on there and found out that we're approaching something that rarely happens, when eclipses are going to fall on Moeds, God's Moeds, with regularity and in a row. And so we'll point those out as we go along. But let's remember this verse, which tells us the moon is made for Moeds. Moeds are God's appointed times. Now, I want you to turn with me to Daniel chapter 10. You don't mind studying, do you? We had a great shouting time. This is going to be a study time. Daniel chapter 10. All the Bible is so vital to us now, and especially the prophets, to know what's happening, going on. How many of you would like to know? I remember Brother Hagin prophesying, there's going to be a spirit of seeing and knowing. We're not going to be somewhere on the bench wondering what's going on. We're going to be in the game. I know all about games. I'm a Thunder fan. Don't do that. Go KD, go KD. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Chip, my son, he's a former coach. And he has so many coaches' illustrations. And one of them is, you got the star player, the Holy Ghost, on your team. And don't have him benched. Let him get in the game. That's a great one. When you have him come out here, get him to tell you that one. I can just see it. A lot of church folk keep the Holy Ghost on the bench. Bless the Lord. You know, he's a teacher. He shows us things to come. Holy Spirit, we're counting on you for that tonight. Bless the Lord. Now, Daniel chapter 10, we're going to find this word Moed. You can see how it's used. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. Here they have translated Moed as the appointed time. The time appointed.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, Signs of the Times, by Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.